The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, a little quiz, class. Are you ready? You ready to raise your hand? Oh, yes. I can see through this microphone. I can see you. All right, here we go. How many of you know who Deanna Marie Price is? Deanna Marie Price. How many of you know who she is? Raise your hand. Okay, four of you. Yeah, four of you. Oh, Bob, I raised my hand. Yeah, you're one of the four. All right. Now, how many of you know who Gwen Berry is? Oh, my goodness, hands everywhere. Yeah, I know who Gwen Berry is. She's the one that got the bronze medal in the hammer throw in the Olympic trials, and she refused to stand or honor the flag, and she put that black T-shirt over her head, and she turned her back on the flag and her other competitors. Yeah, well, I was sure we know who Gwen Berry is. Now, that's what's really, really, really sad. Now, I don't know whether it was just four of you or not, but few Americans know the name Deanna Marie Price. Many Americans know the name Gwen Berry. And this is the tragedy of this story. The American Olympic Trials for the hammer throw, women's hammer throw, was held a few days ago, and most of you know the story. During the awards ceremony, Deanna Marie Price got the gold medal. Not only did she get the gold medal, she smashed the American record. Smashed it. Her throw currently ranks her as the number two women's thrower in history worldwide. The number two women's hammer throw in history. Number two. Smashed the American record. Won the gold at the Olympic trials. And guess who got all of the attention? Third place. Bronze medalist. And that's what troubles me more than anything else. She dissed the American flag. She dissed America, called America systematically racist. She doesn't like the national anthem. It doesn't speak for her. She refuses to honor the flag. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, should she be disqualified from the Olympics because she wouldn't honor the flag? Well, that's debatable. Seriously. I have a good friend who also has a radio program. He thinks she should compete to demonstrate to the world that we are tolerant here in America. I disagree. I think she should be yanked from the competition. I think she should be yanked from the U.S. Olympic team. Not just because she dishonored the flag and the national anthem, but because of poor sportsmanship. She brought all of the attention on herself and away from her teammates. Now, let me ask you a question. Can any team win when there is that kind of tension where one player tries to draw all of the attention to themselves and draw the attention away from their teammates? she demonstrated unbelievably poor sportsmanship. And that is a completely separate issue from dishonoring the national anthem, dishonoring the flag. Totally different topic. We could sit and debate all day long. Well, we're Americans and she has a right to express herself, which is, by the way, the official position of the Biden White House. Jen Psaki, the press secretary, was asked about this yesterday. Should she compete because she dishonored the flag, the national anthem? And Jen Psaki beat around the bush. She had deer in headlights look. And she says, well, you know, the president loves the flag and loves the national anthem and supports our military and blah, 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 blah. But he also believes that Americans have the right to demonstrate and to disagree. And the president of the United States supported her. That's the bottom line. He supported her because she has a right to disagree and to demonstrate her disagreement and so forth. That's not the thing that troubles me the most. It's her poor sportsmanship. She betrays everything that we try to teach our children about competition and sports. The Olympics. She wants to represent the United States in the Olympics. What are the values of the Olympics? All right. The three values of the Olympics, and I'm looking at it right now. The three values of Olympism are excellence, friendship, and respect. Those are the three values of the Olympics. Excellence, friendship, and respect. She violated all three. She caused dissension among her friends and her teammates. She drew attention to herself away from her teammates and away from her team. She showed incredible disrespect to their moment. Again, Deanna Price smashed an American record in her sport and designated herself as right now the top women's hammer thrower in the world. She designated herself as that. She is on the platform getting the gold medal. And here is this woman, Gwen Berry, pouting like a petulant, immature little child, shuffling her feet, turning her back, and then putting a T-shirt over the top of her head, draped it over her. It wasn't like she was putting it on. She draped it over the top of her head. A childish, selfish, immature response. She violated every good thing about sportsmanship. She violated all of the principles of the Olympics. She should not be allowed to compete. Again, we can debate the whole thing about the flag and the national anthem and so forth. And for me, that would disqualify her. But that's debatable. The sportsmanship issue, absolutely non-debatable. She would be a terrible distraction to the American team and her teammates. She has proven that she does not respect the sport, her country, the Olympics, nor her teammates. She has one person that she cares about, herself. That's it. And because of that, she should not be allowed to compete. That's my thought. I would love to hear yours. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. When we return, we've got Daniel in Bell Fountain that wants to weigh in. But I've got a phone line available for you as well, 877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and as promised, we're going to go immediately to the phones. First up is Daniel in Bell Fountain. Daniel, welcome, and thank you for calling.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, this lady who is in the Olympics, who put her shirt over her head, turned her back on the flag. Now, why would you want to represent your country if you don't like your country? And wouldn't you want somebody who is a true patriot on your team?
Well, you would think so. I mean, because the Olympics is all about representing your country.
Right.
And
right. Yeah.
That's why they play the national anthem after every single event.
Right. Yeah. If you don't like your country, why don't you choose a different country to live in and then go play in that country?
Or compete in a different event. There, you know, the Olympics is not the only way to compete athletically.
Right.
I agree.
It's sad.
I agree, Daniel.
That's the one thing that just baffles me. If you don't like your country, then why are you trying to represent it and just be a spoiled little child on national TV?
Well, it comes back to narcissism, Daniel. It does. It really does come back to narcissism. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. I have a cause. I have a purpose. Look at me. My cause is more important than anybody else's. My thoughts are more important than anybody else's. Here, look at me. Now, she just broke an American record, but I want the world to look at me because I'm most important.
That's a shame.
And that's why we cannot forget the name Deanna Price. She stood, she honored the flag, honored our country, and accomplished something absolutely incredible athletically. She is the one we should be talking about.
And that's not fair for her to...
Of course
so
it's not.
...to get that medal.
And that goes to my point of sportsmanship.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate it. God bless you. Next up is Manasseh in Columbus. Manasseh, welcome. Thank you for calling.
How are you doing, Bob?
Manasseh, I am well. Thank you for asking.
So I'd like to approach it from a couple angles. One angle being just for those that are committed to Christ. I don't think that the patriotic, but a patriotism should affect our judgment in this in any way, because I mean, what we're looking at is a question of fairness, equality, things like this, whether people are being treated fairly.
But with all due respect, Manasseh, that's not it. The Olympics is about representing your country. The Olympics is about patriotism for your country. That's what the Olympics are all about. The Olympics is not about equality.
I'm not speaking about the Olympics. I'm speaking about whatever statement the young lady was trying to make. If she's sincere, then it's a statement about people being treated fairly.
But
it's
Manasseh.
A statement about people being mistreated or not.
But Manasseh, again, forgive me. I don't want to be rude, but you said we're not talking about the Olympics. We are talking about the Olympics. She was trying out for the U.S. Olympic team. It is all about the Olympics. You cannot separate the Olympics from this discussion. Now, you can talk about what her cause and so forth in other contexts, and that's fine. That's fair game. But she was trying out for the U.S. Olympic team to represent her country. And she showed incredibly poor sportsmanship to her fellow teammates.
Okay, Bob. So when we're talking about sportsmanship,
yeah,
as I was saying, two aspects. So from the one aspect of those of us that claim Christ, we're looking at things. We're looking at love, and so that would be the love for people would trump everything, Olympics or anything else. But if we're looking at sportsmanship, now we're looking at it from the context of logic, and we're dealing with Olympics and what the circumstances were, her trying to get into the Olympic Games. I will say this. If you're looking at sportsmanship, the question is, with the contest, are there rules saying she has to be facing the flag? Are the rules saying she can't have anything on her head? Because if the rules don't say that, then I think we have to say that this young lady...
But Manasseh, the rules of sportsmanship say you do not disrespect your team members. That's what sportsmanship is all about.
But isn't it a relative statement to say it's disrespecting?
No. The woman who won the gold medal and smashed an American record had all of the attention that she had rightfully earned taken away from her because another person wanted all the attention for her cause. There is no sportsmanship in that. None.
Or, Bob, is it this? Is it that if the attention was truly taken from her, isn't that the people who are focusing on, it's the audience. The audience is either focusing on this or focusing on that. And then the young lady, I think her name is Gwen Berry, we're jumping to conclusion to say, well, she wants all the attention on her. It would seem to me that she wanted the attention onto the issue of whether people are being mistreated unjustly.
Manasseh, I am so glad you called, and I want to treat you with the utmost respect, but I really believe you're being naive. She wanted the attention herself. She could have waited. She could have waited after the award ceremony and called a press conference and said, hey, I have these issues that I want to address, and the press would have given her all of the attention that she wanted. But she chose to pull the attention away from her teammates. I think any reasonable person would say that's terrible sportsmanship. But Manasseh, I'm glad you called. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I guess we'll agree to disagree. But thank you for calling.